when you have a beautiful balance of these different types of story in your online and like different types of content in your online presence, when you've got the dopamine, but then you've also got the oxytocin, and then you've also got the endorphins, you're being your silly self and, you know, letting it be fun and easy and natural. When you have all these things going for you, then your corner of the internet is really well-rounded and is way more likely to build trust with your people. Hello, happy Tuesday. Welcome, welcome friend to the Empowered Expression Podcast. The most amazing podcast in the world. If you were trying to do your Instagram marketing like a motherfucking boss, make content that magnetizes ideal clients to you, you've landed in the right place. I'm glad you're here. How you doing? How's your week? So today's episode is by request. By request, actually, from one of my clients. We were jamming on this in our private Slack channel, and she was like, yo, I could listen to a full podcast on this. Would you do one? And I was like, yes, definitely. So today's podcast is about what is happening in the brains and the bodies of your ideal clients and your future clients, your online community, when you're telling story through your content. We're getting sciencey. We're getting real sciencey. It's going to be amazing. So fantastic. You're going to want your notebook. You're going to want to take notes on this one. There's some cool shit that's going to be happening. So I'm really excited to talk about this with you guys because I can nerd out on some science. Let me just tell you, you get me going down a science platform, science train, and we'll go. So throughout the course of this podcast, we're going to talk about the neuroscience behind speaking the language of your ideal client. Yes, there's neuroscience behind it. Really cool stuff happens when you use common language. So I'm going to tell you what's going on in the brain of your ideal client when you're speaking their language. And then number two, we're going to talk about what I call holistic storytelling. And this is you essentially having a well-rounded corner of the internet so that you're not always coming in hot with the really intense posts, but at the same time, you're not like, you know, only ever being just inspirational, but not actually empowering people to take action, right? When you're able to have a well-balanced and well-rounded online presence, that's when you become a go-to person for someone over and over again, because you're not wearing them out. You know what I mean? It's like you've got a well-rounded presence. And again, we're going to talk about the neuroscience behind why this is so important. What's actually happening when you have a well-rounded corner of the internet in the brains of your future clients? It's crazy. It's so wild. Get ready to have your mind blown. Balloon. When I said that, it sounded like the first part of baloney. And I'm like, baloney. it's going to be super rad. So before we dive into that, whoa, baby, guess what? Guess what? Guess what? Oh, Bigger Than a Brand is officially open for enrollment. Ah, I'm so excited. I mean, can you tell by all the noises that I'm making? I'm super excited. So Bigger Than a Brand, if you haven't heard me talking about it all last week, you get to hear it now, is the 12-week program, group program that I run. And it gives you everything you need to go from crickets in your content, struggling to connect with your ideal clients, to having it all figured out, having a rock solid plan in place that you return to over and over again to predictably and consistently call in clients to your business. It is a gorgeous thing. It's a gorgeous thing when you're able to sit down and predict what your business is going to look like for the next 6 months, right? So that is the gift that BTAB gives people. It gives them the ability to feel rooted and confident in the fact that they know exactly where their next client's coming from. They're never worried about it again, right? So if you are currently feeling like you're just throwing spaghetti at the wall when it comes to your online presence, you don't really have a strong plan in place for your Instagram, you're trying to show up consistently, but maybe you feel a little bit of like, you know, fear when it comes to really putting yourself out there, struggling to feel confident when it comes to selling your offer, this program was built for you. It is a gorgeous, gorgeous program where we walk you through exactly what you need to get clear on your content strategy, get clear on how to sell from a deep-rooted, natural, embodied confidence, get clear on how to help your clients get transformational results, and then you launch. You launch during the program and you get boots on the ground support as you're actually moving through your launch. So if this is something that you know that you want for yourself in 2021, if you want to feel so freaking confident in your ability to consistently call in clients and to have that piece of your business totally figured out and you can just grow and make magic and like step into the freedom that you know that you're here to live, then click the link in the show notes. You can get all the details for Bigger Than a Brand. You can hear about the experiences from past graduates, and you can go ahead and apply, and we'll hop on a short 45-minute call to connect, see if it's a good fit for you. And if it is, we'll go ahead and get on with the business of changing your life. If it's not, I'll give you some dope resources to help you out and point you in the right direction. So it's a win-win. And yo. Oh my God. I'm doing something in this launch that I've never done before, and I'm really excited about it. And I, to be honest, I haven't seen any other like intensive group program like this offer what I'm about to talk about. So I'm really, really excited to share it with you. So in this launch, what we've decided to do is create a 30-day money-back guarantee for Bigger Than a Brand. So if you get 30 days into the program and you have shown up and you are not feeling it and it is not resonating with your soul and you don't feel like you're actually going to be able to create the transformation that you want to create, then we will refund you the rest of your tuition, which is insane. That's unheard of. So you literally have everything to gain and nothing to lose. So if this has been calling to your heart, go ahead and click the link in the show notes. Take the next steps. We will connect. It will be great. Okay. So without further ado, let's hop on into the, you know, science of content. Like what's going on in the brains of your people when they're consuming your content. Now, good content tells a story. Like we got to start here. Okay. Good content tells a story, and great content doesn't just tell any story. It tells the story of your ideal client. Even when you're telling your own story, you're really telling the story of what is possible for them, right? You're telling their future story. The story that they're going to be experiencing on the other side of their transformation. So good content always tells a story. Great content tells the story of your ideal client. And when we engage in the sharing of a story, crazy cool shit happens in the brain. So imagine that, you know, you are tuning into someone's post. They've really captured your attention. They're telling some kind of story, and you find yourself like reading through it, scrolling down. You're focused on what they're sharing because your brain is literally having a brain party with theirs. You guys are syncing up, and this is especially true in oral traditions. You know, like just now when I was like, imagine yourself in this situation. You were going there. Your brain was going there, right? And this super cool thing happens where me, in this instance, as the storyteller, my brain was lighting up with a specific signature, a specific fingerprint as I was telling that story, right? My mental image of the consumption of content, right? Like that was what my brain was lighting up with. You, as the listener, even far away, as the listener, you picked up on that and your brain synced up with my brain and we were having a synchronized swimming brain party. Yes. Mind blown, right? It's so cool. Your brain was literally lighting up to mirror what was going on in mine. And that's what happens when we tell a story. Now, here's a super important thing. If you have a lot of jargon in your story, then that connection isn't made. The resonance isn't possible. It's not possible because, you know, there's not common understanding. There's not common ground, right? I wish I could remember the name of the researcher who did all of this work. If I remember it, I'll put it in the show notes. I know his first name is Uri, U-R-I. I can't remember his last name. This is all like based on his like beautiful, beautiful body of work around the neuroscience of storytelling, right? So what they were finding in these studies was that in order for this resonance to happen, the synchronized swimming brain party to happen, we had to have common ground. We had to have common language, right? If I was speaking a different language or if I was speaking in jargon or if I was using nonsense words, then it wouldn't happen. It would break the connection. We wouldn't sync up. If I were to sit here and say, oh, if you look at the fMRI of someone telling a story, then you can see, you know, that they're lighting up in the prefrontal cortex and the recipient of this story, if you were to take an fMRI, they would be mirroring this activity in the prefrontal cortex. Like jargon. It's all like beep bop robot talk to you, probably, right? Unless you're like an amateur neuroscientist, right? You're like, I don't know, what's an fMRI? What's the prefrontal cortex? You know what I mean? So these like jargony pieces, even though I'm saying the same thing, technically, the resonance doesn't happen. And this is why it is so freaking important to use the language of your ideal client. Because you can sit there and talk about healthy boundaries, self-worth, mindset changes, da 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 da. That's jargon to them. That's jargon to them, baby. They're over there telling themselves the story and having the experience of not enough time, not being able to achieve their goals, you know, not feeling safe, you know, coming out of the witch closet or whatever they're working through, right? That's their language. So when you are talking in, you know, coach ease about boundaries and self-worth and da 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 da, you're using jargon. The resonance doesn't happen. You can't have the synchronized swimming brain party. You feel me? So this is huge, right? When you're able to realize like, oh shit, they literally can't sync up. Literally can't sync up. Then it makes it that much more important to use the language of your ideal clients, right? Cool. So let's talk a little bit about this concept of having a holistic online presence. We about to go diving in the deep end on this one. Are you ready? So different kinds of stories have different kinds of, you know, biological responses in the body. And we're going to talk about three specifically today. We're going to talk about what I call dopaminergic stories. So dopamine is a neurotransmitter, which is essentially a fancy word for a messenger in the brain. Dopamine is a messenger between cells and between parts of the brain. All of these, actually, all three of the things that we're going to talk about are messengers, right? So we're going to talk about dopamine, we're going to talk about oxytocin, we're going to talk about endorphins. These are the three main things we're going to talk about, okay? I told you you're going to want your notebook on this one. Don't worry. I'm really good at communicating science so that it's super easy to understand. This was my strength when I was in the sciences, was scientific communication. Okay. So scientific communication and building lab culture. Okay. So let's first talk about dopamine stories. So dopamine is oftentimes called the addiction molecule, right? So this kind of has that feeling of like, what's next, what's next, what's next, right? It's got that like focus, that like high motivation, that like reward response type, you know, behavior. That's dopamine. And stories that are what you would maybe consider like stories of intense overcoming, where it was like, you know, I was in the dark night of the soul, and then I rose up, hero's journey. I made a change. I invested in myself. I, you know, committed to this journey. I did whatever, and I overcame, and you can do it too. Ah, let's go. Right? Like that is you know, dopamine type story where it's a little bit intense and people can feel really highly motivated and really highly empowered. But if you tell that story all the time, it's kind of like only ever having shots of espresso. You know what I mean? It's like, it's like so intense all the time. You know what I mean? And I'm sure that you can think of somebody in the online space who maybe you follow or you've once upon a time followed who is like that, right? Their content is always really heavy hitting and always a story of overcoming and personal triumph and rah, rah, rah. And when you're in a chapter like that, you know, it can be really helpful, but for most people, it's too much. You know, it's like only ever drinking espresso, you know, you need to balance your nervous system, right? So a lot of the times when people think about storytelling, and I think oftentimes the way that storytelling has been taught in marketing is often that, you know, it's that like overcoming hero's journey, rise up, da 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 da, you know, and that's all good and well and important. But when that's all it ever is, shit gets a little funky. It gets a little funky and you might drive people away because they're like, oh my God, I just need a break, right? Which brings us to the second type of story, the oxytocin story. So oxytocin is the bonding molecule, right? It's like love, good vibes. This is what you feel when you cuddle. This is what spikes after you orgasm. Fun fact, more so for women. I think it's like 8 times, like the, you know, your oxytocin level spikes like 8 times over normal for women and only like 4 times over normal for dudes, which is why like generally after sex, women are like, I want to cuddle. And dudes are like, I want to sleep or eat a sandwich or whatever the stereotypes are, right? Whatever the stereotypes are. But that's why oxytocin. you feel the effects of oxytocin when you're cuddling, when you're petting your dog or your pet. And this is the cool part. Your pets have an increase in oxytocin too when you're petting them and you're cuddling with your dog. So they feel the cuddle vibes too. Isn't that great? The feeling I'm having right now is the oxytocin feeling. It's like, oh my God, it's so good. Right? That's the oxytocin feeling. Probably what you just felt. That's it. So this builds trust and empathy and connection and a sense of like genuine love and care for your fellow human beings, oxytocin, right? And when you tell stories that are like, yo, I see you. You're doing a great job. I am so proud of you. Keep going. Like, you're amazing. You're crushing it. Time to celebrate you. Let's fucking go. You're amazing. You're a visionary. You're a rock star. You've got this. That's the oxytocin story, right? I'm thinking, what comes to mind is a post that I did not that long ago about being a visionary, right? Like, you're a visionary, and that's a beautiful thing. It's a gorgeous gift. Not everybody's going to understand it. It's okay, boo. Do you? Do you be your visionary self? Embrace it. You're amazing. That's like an oxytocin story. It feels good. It feels good to be reminded of your greatness, right? And this type of story is just as important as the dopamine story because you're balancing it out. This is like chamomile tea. It's like soothing for the soul. It's fun. Sorry, I was getting ahead of myself. Fun is what's coming next. It's like comforting. It's like tones the nervous system a little bit and lets it unwind and feel seen. The next type of story is the endorphin story. Endorphins, you get endorphins from exercise. You get endorphins from a mixture. I mean, you get a mixture of a lot of things. I should preface everything I'm saying. I should have prefaced everything I'm saying with that. No one story is necessarily only dopamine or only oxytocin or only endorphins. You are a cocktail of everything that's going on inside of you. But, when we think about those intense stories, the primary signature of that story is like a dopamine response, right? So just the scientist in me needed to make sure that I was putting the facts straight. Okay, let's talk about the endorphin story. So endorphins you get from exercise, you get endorphins from being social, from entertainment, pleasure, fun, humor, sense of satisfaction. That's the energy and the experience of endorphins. That like post-exercise glow, right? Like that's that post-yoga glow. That's endorphins. If you do any ice baths, if you do ice plunges, I see you, BB. I'm with you. That shit's good. When we're doing ice plunges, you're probably in a cocktail of all kinds of blissful good shit because you come out of those just feeling like a goddess, but one of which endorphins. So the type of story that creates that experience is entertaining. It's fun. It's like, oh my God, I made a fool of myself doing this, or I was running around in my PJs trying to like catch a frog in our pool, or when I'm in, I tell these stories, these types of stories a lot in my IG story. Right, where I'm like, oh my God, you won't believe what happened today, or this weird shit happened, and I share that with you guys. That's endorphin stories. And that creates a sense of connection, number one, but also it makes your content more memorable. More memorable. Right? This is why people talk about like, edutainment or like educational entertainment, and why, if your content just sounds like a textbook, it's just gonna go in one ear and out the other. Endorphins. This is why, right? When you're able to combine entertaining stories and like, your entertainment, your personal flair, your personality, when you're able to combine that with educational stuff, like in this podcast, right? Me being me, talking about orgasms and cuddling your pets and, doing ice plunges or whatever. It makes it more memorable because my personality is being infused into it. Like I'm just being me. And I happen to think I'm a very entertaining and hilarious person. What, no matter what anybody else has to say, I think I'm hilarious. Right? So maybe that's true, maybe that's not, but I entertain the heck out of myself. So whatevs. And that makes this more memorable for you. You know, like you're feeling more connected to the content, you're feeling more inspired by it, you're feeling more like, you know, juiced up by it, for lack of a better phrase, and that makes it more memorable. So when you have a beautiful balance of these different types of story in your online and like different types of content in your online presence, when you've got the dopamine, the like overcoming, doing the things, but then you've also got the oxytocin, like, yo, I see you, I love you, you're doing a great job. And then you've also got the endorphins, you're being your silly self, if you're silly, you know, you're just being yourself, you're sharing your sense of humor, whatever that looks like, and, you know, letting it be fun and easy and natural. When you have all these things going for you, then your corner of the internet is really well-rounded and is way more likely to build trust with your people because they get to see all the sides of you, you know? Because no, like, let's be real. No one human is only ever overcoming. No one human is only ever funny. No one human is only ever, you know, soft and cuddly. Like, we're multi-dimensional humans. We're dynamic creatures. We are all of these things. And when you share all of yourself, like, that's really what this is all about at the end of the day. I just think the science is cool. I think it's cool that there's science behind it. But at the end of the day, it's really just about being yourself, being all of yourself, you know, like all the different parts of who you are important for your online community to see. And they're important for you to embrace and feel safe sharing. And talking about the science and the biology and like the neuroscience of it, it just gives you permission to do that. You know, it's like, oh yeah, it's good. You know, and that's like, to me, a huge benefit is just like, oh, okay. This is not only a safe thing, but a really effective way to show up in your online community. So there you have it, my friend. Brain party synchronized swimming resonance has to have common ground, has to be that shared language with your ideal client. This is why that matters so much. And diversify the types of the energy of the content that you're creating, the types of stories that you're telling, because it builds trust with your people. They're able to see that you are, in fact, a full-fledged human doing all the human things, who just happens to be an absolute wizard and an absolute expert in your chosen field, right? Happen to be a wizard, just like I happen to be a content wizard, right? So hopefully this helped you guys. If it blew your mind, share it on your Instagram stories and tag me at caroline.addington_. I love, 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 love to see when you guys share them. It brings so much joy and it helps other people find the podcast, which is super dope. You guys, can I share something exciting with you? Yeah. Okay. I'm going to share something exciting with you. As of this red hot moment recording this, Empowered Expression has crossed the 10,000 download mark. Yay! I feel like I need the studio audience, like, yay! Isn't that cool? Isn't that exciting? When I first started the podcast, I remember thinking, like, I want it to hit 10,000 downloads. That was my goal. You know, I was like, I just want to keep going and like build the consistency and build the momentum until it hits 10,000 downloads. Like, that was just a number that came to me and stuck with me. And I'm so grateful to you guys for being here every week, sometimes every day. Last week, we were dropping new episodes every day and you guys were tuning in every day, right? And it's just absolutely amazing to see the momentum that gets built when you just keep showing up. You know, it's beautiful to see how many of you tune in every week. Thank you so, so, so much. This would not exist if it weren't for you. Like, honestly, it is such an inspiration to continue to put this juju out there when I know that it's connecting with so many people. And I mean, it's been a beautiful 2020 was like a beautiful podcast year. Bibi got featured in Yahoo Finance and Global Newswire, which is amazing. And it's just been, you know, it's been a beautiful journey getting to build this podcast baby up. So thank you for being a part of it. And, you know, here's to much, much, much more growth in 2021 and beyond as this little BB continues to grow. And also, here's to your growth in your business in 2021 and beyond. However you choose to grow your business, whether you decide to do it with BTAB or otherwise, I'm cheersing your growth. I'm celebrating you for being the kind of human who puts yourself out there and does the things in the first place, which is amazing. So thank you for being part of this community. Thank you for doing your work in the world. I love you so much. And thank you for tuning in to this episode of the Empowered Expression Podcast.